Hey, it's Kathy. I'm so excited because, drumroll please, doors are officially open to my program, The Abundance Method. I have been wanting to put this program out in the world for 2.5 years. I've been working on it behind the scenes, and this is my signature program. This is the program that is going to teach you the method, the framework for how to become a master manifestor in your life. Why is that? Because everything is vibration. We live in a world that is atomic. That means the world is made of atoms, which is energy. 99.9% of every atom is energy and less than 1% particle. So in order for us to manifest in our life, we need to become the highest vibe possible and to sustain that. This program is going to show you how to meditate and how to set your day on the right track so that you have a practice that can help you project your amazing energy into the world, which will bend the 3D, which will help you manifest in ways that you won't even believe. This is a transformative live 10-week program. It is designed to help you on this journey of spiritual awakening. It's going to give you tons of tools. I'm going to show you how to change your energy, master the manifestation once and for all. This is the first program of its kind. We're actually trademarking all of this framework because it is something that is so unique, and I think you're going to be so excited about learning it. Also, there are some bonuses right now. If you sign up, you're going to get an exclusive podcast so that you can be listening to this program. If you can't make the live Zoom calls, we can give it to you on a track so that you can be listening to it like you do a podcast. Also, you're going to get a pack of 10 meditations from me. And you're going to be getting a training that I just gave, a workshop called Permission to Be Rich, one of the best workshops I've ever done, which you will love. And there is a platinum level to this program. If you choose the platinum level, not only do you get extra coaching calls with me, you also get extra mentor support, but this is really cool. You also get a retreat included. My retreats are normally $3,000. You will get the retreat for free included. Plus, you will get a front row seat at that retreat because you will be on the platinum VIP track at the retreat. All of this is here for you. I'd love to see you in this program. I want to see you tapping in, turning on to that electricity within you so that you can find your way to the life that you were born to manifest for yourself. You can join us now at kathyhoher.com/join. I cannot wait. Get on in there. See what all the excitement is about. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. Hey guys, it's Kathy. I just want to share an extra mini episode with you every single week because I want to be there for you. I want to be there to encourage you. I want to be there to help you see things in a way that just feels like it's doable, like you are so much closer than you really think. And I want to show you what's possible. So here's one of our minisodes. I hope you like it. Take a listen.
Can you imagine Adele at a concert and somebody starts heckling her? I mean, I'm sure it's happened at some point. Maybe somebody was rude. You know, it's hard to picture because Adele is like, it's like Mozart. I mean, it's just amazing. But I feel like she's not going to be available for that. Like if somebody wants to come in and make a comment, it doesn't change where she's headed. It doesn't change where she's been. It doesn't change. It's just some grace. It's just some compassion. It's like, wow, this person is really in their stuff and they can exit. They can exit. They're allowed to go. Right. I think that we have to be willing to get honest and say, if you want to make $10 million a year, are you willing to set down what you're holding for that it would mean if you made millions of dollars? And I think you're ready to set it down. But then when I say, okay, so where's your offer? When was the last time you priced something? You'll be like, oh my God, you'll feel it all of a sudden. I'll say, raise the price. And you'll be like, ah. It's almost like something is keeping you from doing it. But right now, if you wanted to receive, right? Like if I want to receive mail, I need a mailbox. So the mailman can, or mailwoman can put the mail in the box, right? If I want email, I have to have an inbox, right? But right now, if I said, where can people pay you? Where is it that people could pay you $1 million? Like where does that go? Where have you let them know it goes here, right here? You can buy it right here. You can put the deposit in. You'd say, oh yeah, it doesn't exist. Why? Because I have all this unconscious stuff that I didn't realize was there where I haven't even made it available for myself to receive that. And so I'm going to hold for you what you want and hold for you how beautiful it is, how much grace is actually in that, because what you're stepping into is abundance. You're not holding for scarcity anymore. You're not holding for the story Because when you have a story that people can't afford it, what you're holding for is, you're right, there's no abundance in this world. So I wouldn't charge you anything, because whatever I take from you, I take away from you. Versus, oh, when other people spend money on things, they just opened up more abundance for themselves because they changed their vibration and they changed their mindset around how much exists. So by charging more, you're actually giving them their own like boxing gym for them to create muscle around expanding their own conscious and their own vibration, where they're going to start actually allowing flow to come into their life. The more they start desensitizing themselves and going, you know what, I can't spend money on this. And then all of a sudden I find it over here, and all of a sudden I'm allowing it. And all of a sudden I'm in a different elevation of people who are hanging out with a different vibration and a different mindset. Right. And that just starts to feel like ease and flow. So let's talk about this future you. Okay. So I want you to do me a favor. I want you to take out a sheet of paper and I want you to draw a line down the middle. Okay. So you're just going to take out a sheet of paper and I want you to start. So I just put like I put PS for present self and FS for future self. And I want you to start with the future self. This version of you that you get glimpses of all the time, this part of you that is who you really are when you are just allowing, when you are just fully a high vibe. I want you to tell me what she thinks, what she believes, what she's doing. And I want you to just spend a couple of minutes just talking about her. And then I want to look at where you currently are, because where you currently are is what's creating the current reality, right? A lot of times people are like, let's use manifesting, but we can look at it from like losing weight, like from that perspective, right? So let's say somebody decided, I want to lose 40 pounds, right? Let's say. And they start off on this path. They're drinking water, they're walking, they're getting their steps in, whatever it is they're doing. 2 days later, they wouldn't say, why didn't I lose the 40 pounds 2 days later? Well, the weight on them is still the result of the habits that they had that got them to the 40 pounds overweight. And so in order for that weight to come off, they have to continue to sustain the vibration that would lead to a different result. Like we talked about with the boiling water, making the eggs. If I want to boil that water and make the eggs, right? It's just physics. If I hold that pot on the stove, there's no way it's not going to boil. That's what happens to the water when it's on the fire. But if I keep turning it off and checking it, going, why didn't it boil? It's like I keep stopping the physics process. And so we don't realize that we have this very palpable vision. We do. That's why we're all here. But then we go, why is it not here? It's like, oh, well, what's here is still a result. It's still a reflection of all that I've been thinking and feeling and believing. And all that I've been thinking and feeling and believing has created my vibration. It's created my behavior, right? It's created whatever energy swirl I'm in. And what I'm living in right now is the manifestation of that. So all that is around us is the lagging result of the habit, of the thought, of the focus. And so when we change the focus and we sustain it, we start to create a different garden. But we got to just keep the rain on that little seed, right? And then that's just the physics of it. So I want to look at what is the thought, what is the behavior of the future self? Because you know it, you know it. But I want to look at how congruent is that with your current self? How much of the day are you thinking and feeling and behaving? Because your behavior is just going to be a result of the vibration. You won't even get the inspired idea if you're thinking in a way where you're all in probability and you're not in possibility. The manifester is all possibility all day long. The person who is not creating, is in resistance, is looking at probability based on past. That's a problem.
I hope you got something out of that. If you like these minisodes, then please share it with someone you know who needs to hear it. And if you post about this episode on Instagram, you can tag me at Kathy.Heller, because I always love reposting. I love you so much. I'll talk to you again soon.